I mean, I just kidding, you know, because, you know, I don't want to feel embarrassed, but, man, there's no way we smoke this shit in Jamaica, man. This fucking shit too small. Look how my mouth big. This shit might fly up in my mouth.
That's the smallest spliff I smoke, man. See you. Alright, you want to take a picture of me burning? Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get it. Hold on. Here we go. Alright, now I want one with the little one. I want one with the little one. You get him? We got him. This shit is light compared to that, man. Lighter. That's my lowest grade, man. Tell you, I got some high grade for you, man. When you ready to go on a tour? When you going ready to go on a tour?
I don't know. I got to plan it.
Yeah, you just plan it, man. Cause I get to see some real buds. Even on our way there, we're going to stop off our Rasta, man. Yeah, now when we go there, he gonna carry about 5 different grades of weed come through with. And each one of them weed them, the buds they tick like him locks. Guarantee you. What you doing Friday night? Friday. You wanna go to a Big Jam concert?
Whereabouts?
It's in a Rocca Mesa. Friday night. All you do is just carry a camera.
How late?
Yeah. Well, it's a concert, so it starts maybe about 9 o'clock and ends fucking 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, so
I've got a dinner I've got to go to at 8.
After dinner, man.
After dinner.
After dinner, call me up, man. Got your nice clothes and get the fucking camera, man, or your video camera, or your. Let's fucking hit the road.
Yeah. Alright, let's fucking do it. Alright.
You don't have to fucking worry. When I tell you let's hit the fucking road, let's hit the road. You just get the fucking camera. Just fucking get ready. Because I'm going to take you into some shit. Like I told you, I move with the top notch. Who is anybody? That is who I move with. So we going to see some shit. I like when I take you on my corner where my fucking bridge and them are fucking ganja. Not that ganja, you need a camera, man. When you see them fucking. I went there with me and one of the guys who starred my movies. The guy come and carry 5 different ganja and him say, hold on. You guys on my bridge and I got to go for the best. Man, go back and come back with the blood clot weed there and give my friend a handful of pure buds. Weed tough as a shame, man. Tough. You never seen a weed like that. That's why I'm going to make you see some high grade. You never seen a high grade. And you want to go in the field, too? You just meet your brethren, man. Worse if he's a journalist. My mama tell him he's a movie star, so I got to know where every fucking thing is. You don't become a movie star unless you know everything. Because
Nobody's gonna turn that $1 million camera on you if you don't work millions. Remember that. That is what one director told me. Say, Shaggy, no, that time they called me Prince. Say, Prince, you don't have to worry, you know, because you're the movie star. And remember this, there's nobody is gonna turn the camera on you unless you is a millionaire. Unless you work millions. Remember that as a movie star.
So how do you do that? How do you get to be worth millions?
Well, as a star, they flee me on care, you go sell you all over the world. I've been giving away my movie from early 70s. Like I told you, I got 5 movies and I'm not get paid as yet.
Yeah, tell me,
been making money off me.
Come on. Tell me what the last movie was.
My last movie was a gangster movie from the US. The guys, they come down here to do it. It's a drugs movie. It's a gangster movie. So I get to play a gangster role. I did play a gangster role.
That's in Rude Boy.
Yeah, in Rude Boy. And I have a movie before that, my big movie before that, like I told you, I played a drug dealer, murderer, and kidnapper in that movie also, which I own an island named Earth in Thailand over here in Port Antonio. It's now named Navy Island.
Yeah.
In my movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's got that movie? Where's that movie?
That movie, it's in the U.S. I can't even get a copy of it. I have not get a copy of it because I'm in Jamaica. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I I have a big movie named Jammings, and the next one named Rude Boy.
This one?
This one named Rude Boy, the big one that I told you I did on the island, Earth in Thailand, and that one named Jammings. Movie Jammings.
The one that was on Navy Island was Jammings?
Mm-hmm.
Jammings.
Movie Jammings. Jamaican American movie.
So, Shaggy, one more thing. Earlier when you were describing the benefits of ganja,
yes,
you used the word reason. You talked about dance, smile,
yes,
and then reason.
Yes.
What do you mean by reason?
The vibes. I grade give you vibes. Especially weed from Westmoreland. That's why the artists, they sing so nice. That's the weed they smoke. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Biederman, all these guys. That's why they sing like they do. Because of the vibes we call it high grade.
Now that's the place we're going right here.
Where?
Right, that those house villas right here.
This
right around
right
the corner,
here?
Yep.
Okay, so this is not the driveway?
That's not the driveway, no.
Okay.
But reason, why is that reason?
Reason is, like I told you, the grade, the type of weed give you vibes, make you feel nice. This driveway, not this one.
Yeah. So, well, we may have to go.
Maybe it's around there.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it's back there because I see the driveway.
Okay, well, let's.
Yeah, we just turn around.
I think I'm right about this. I may be wrong.
You? Oh, how come? Wrong about what?
I may have not recognized the place properly.
No problem.
I think I might have mistaken it, actually.
No problem. No problem. Yeah, man, it's no problem. You've been there already?
I've been there, yeah.
That's the place, man.
I think maybe not.
If not so, we'll go on. We'll just go look and see.
whatever you say, it's the place, it's the place. What is that? That we got? We come down and it's sudden.
This is not the place.
This is not the place. Okay. Alright. Got it. It's somewhere look like this place. Villa look the same, huh?
Not the place. Judge Gotcha.
Yeah.
How would you say, how would you compare the weed you just smoked with mine with yours?
Like I told you, how you judge it, it have a different taste. You got some weed when you smoke it, it tastes nice like food.
So, but what was the taste of that, the bee that I just...
Okay. This taste shows me a different style from my style. I know the difference from the taste. It's like an orange. Some orange is sweet, some just really sweet, some sour. That is the taste you get from weed. When you smoke Westmoreland weed, it's like you're eating a sweet orange. You never get a dirty feedback taste in your mouth from the weed that come out the orange.
Yeah, but I want to know what you thought of the weed you just smoked.
Well, the weed that I just smoked, it is light. It's light. It tastes all right, but it's light. The style that it grows on, it's no comparing style to my style where my weed grows on, like the orange weed.
So which is better, light or heavy?
Huh?
Which is better, light or heavy?
Which style is better? My style is better. Westmoreland style is the best. That earth is a special earth.
Yeah. But what makes it best?
What makes it best is the taste and the reaction from the feeling.
So what reaction are you getting to the weed you just smoked?
Normal reaction. Normal reaction, like no reaction. Reaction from orange and weed, you get a steam rush that keeps you, give you a different vibe. Like I say, you just have to notice.
So I just got a ting rush, but I didn't notice?
Well, the, like I say, it's not a matter of just got a ting rush. This weed, I like to find now, and I can tell you the taste and give you a next example of it. Okay, this is a light weed.
Bad thing to get a ting rush and not notice it.
This is a light weed. This weed is, because of the style it goes on, It's no special style. Even when you pull it, you feel it light. Pull this weed. When I say pull, when you take a hit, when you pull it, you feel light. When you pull my weed, you get a real strong smoke coming from my weed. Stronger smoke. This is what I'm saying. I don't understand exactly what I'm saying.
I understand, but I keep reaching for where it goes. Okay. So, all right, so, okay, now I get a stronger smoke from your weed.
Yes.
But so what? Okay, I got a stronger smoke. What reaction
does
it produce?
Yeah, it produces a different vibe. It gives you a heavier meditation. It gives you a more valuable meditation. Out vibes. Talkative vibes. More planning vibes. That's why we call it the vibes weed. High grade.
What do you mean planning vibes?
Give you like all of a sudden you start creating. You know? That's why you call it the vibes weed.
What kind of weed? What do you call it?
The vibe. The vibes weed. The vibes weed. Vibes.
Alright, now go slow now.
Yeah. It gives you motion, reason, ability.
Real vista.
Okay, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
This is the driveway.
100 yards.
This is the driveway.
Nope, that's not the driveway.
Okay.
100 yards.
100 yards, okay. Real vista, okay. We got it now.
We got it.
Yeah. It's like here. It's like the actor. Okay? You see, a actor, a professional actor, he give you a better scenery in your plays than an amateur. Why? Because the professional know what you're talking about. The amateur, he's just guessing. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Nice place.
All right. Well, what should I do with this?
Keep that, man. Put that in. I didn't want it to give it back to me.
Yeah, right there. It's just too big for me to carry around. I wouldn't mind knowing where it was.
So now, what are you going to do now, Jake?
Are you going back to Kingston?
If you want, you could put it in here, keep it and smoke it when you want to.
Okay.
Yeah, so you keep it and just put it in here, and you're ready to go back for it.
Now, you going back to Kingston now?
If you want me to, or if you want me to stay with you, all you do is just tell me what the hell you want me to do. If you want, we go someplace else, or...
Well, I tell you what, hang around for a while.
No problem.
And let me see. I want to see what the scene is here.
Yeah.
And there's an old friend.
Yeah.
But he's been in Miami. I'm not even sure he's here.
Yeah.
And then I'm meeting this woman called Sister P.
Where?
Here at 10.
Yes, here.
Here. Right. And I don't know whether something else will start happening at that point. But
we might need to drive around.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You're booked out. What the fuck you said in there, town? Go fuck around with $2 payment for me to sit with that bigger plot. Yeah. And I said, man, forget it, man. Nobody's not getting you today. You're booked out with me. You're going to run the place.